This is the Fast Vision Podcast for November 1st, 2009. Welcome to the show. This is John Wheeler, and you're listening to the Fast Vision Podcast, nuclear news in 2 minutes or less. I recently came across a fascinating study that was done by five researchers from the Nature Conservancy. If you've not heard about them before, the Nature Conservancy is a leading conservation organization that is dedicated to working around the world to protect ecologically important lands and waters for nature and people. Their study compares the impact to natural habitats in the United States of various types of new energy development. They refer to this as land use intensity of energy, and it's measured in terms of energy produced for a given land area. Specifically, their study estimated the amount of land that will be required for the USA to meet energy demands by the year 2030 for various energy sources. The group is concerned that the build-out of new energy sources to meet growing demand and combat climate change could cause what they refer to as energy sprawl with detrimental impact to natural habitats. It turns out there's a lot to worry about. Their results show that it takes on average 72 square kilometers of land to provide 1 megawatt of energy for 1 year when wind turbines are used. Solar energy is a little better with 15 to 37 square kilometers depending on the technology used. Nuclear energy, on the other hand, has the lowest impact of any type of energy source. In fact, nuclear energy has 1/6 the impact of solar generation and 1/30 the impact of wind generation. It takes just 2.4 square kilometers, or about 1 square mile, to provide 1 megawatt year of electricity when that electricity is derived from nuclear energy. This is another example of where the incredible energy density of nuclear power adds significant benefits to society. Thanks for listening to the show. This is John Wheeler from This Week in Nuclear. Have a great nuclear day.